was part of the first team to enter Kusu Island to put out the fire. So we just finished our physical training, and then we were preparing for dinner. Then suddenly we got a incident response to Kusu Island. We immediately took our personal protection gears and proceeded on to heading to the vessel and building off to Kusu Island. So as we were casting off to Kusu Island, we could really see the black smoke from our station itself already. So we really had in our mind that it was a big fire. So we were mentally prepared when we heading to the location. As we arrived, we straight away proceed on laying the hoses from the vessel all the way to the base of the hill. As we were setting up the hoses at the base of the hill, it started to rain heavily, and then we had to set up the hoses all the way up to the top of the hill where the fire was. The conditions were not on our side, as it was slippery and it was dark and it was also muddy all over, so we couldn't really see. As we were at the top of the hill, we could see how large the fire was, and I could remember seeing a blue chair that was at the entrance of the shrine that was melted.
On our way to Kusu Island, the weather was extremely bad. The waves were choppy and it was getting dark. So my role for the Kusu Island fire was to set up the second jet up the hill. So when we got there, we saw pockets of fire in the shrine, so we were tasked to extinguish to prevent re-ignition. The challenges that we faced was actually the rain itself, because we had slippery grounds, and at the same time, the visibility is low.